You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Well, hello there, my fellow membership geeks. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the podcast. I am your host, Mike Morrison, the membership geek in charge around these parts. And I'm so, so glad you're spending part of your day with me. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you found us. Buckle in, because this is a place to be for the latest and greatest tips on growing a successful membership business. And if you've been with us for a while, if you're a regular listener, then you know that I love and appreciate you for all of the time, attention, feedback, and positive vibes that you share around the show. If you are new, or if you've not yet subscribed, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to ensure that, just like Aerosmith always envisioned, you're never going to miss a thing. That is what that song was about, right? He was singing about this podcast. I'm sure it is. All right. Today, we're talking about a challenge that a lot of membership owners face, particularly as it grows and as your member base expands and the day-to-day operations get a little more complex. And that is, how do you become less hands-on in your membership? Because running a membership can be pretty full-on. It can be quite taxing. There's a lot of work involved. Now, the dream of online memberships, and certainly the vision that has been promoted by a lot of people who talk about and have taught online memberships going back years and years, is that they deliver the nirvana of passive income. That it's a business model where you give a little bit of a push at the start, and then you can basically sit back and just enjoy all of this recurring revenue that magically appears in your bank account. And while recurring revenue is phenomenal, I mean, seriously, if you haven't got your membership going yet, ask someone who has a membership. We love that recurring revenue, but we still need to work for it. Your membership is a business. Your membership will always need some form of attention. And because a lot of online memberships in particular are set up by individuals, they're set up by experts, by influencers, by people who have a very particular set of skills and monetize them, and they center a lot of the marketing, a lot of the brand around them as a person, them as an individual. So a lot falls on your shoulders, particularly in those early days. But as your membership and your community grows and evolves, finding that delicate balance between hands-on engagement and preserving your sanity becomes paramount. So today I want to share some approaches, some tips on how you can intentionally become less hands-on in your membership without compromising the quality and the value of your member experience. So the first thing that you would look to do, which is something that I think most people would kind of find as the obvious first step, that is growing your team, but not only growing a team, but delegating key tasks and empowering your team. So that's something that, you know, if you are carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders and everything in your membership goes through you, it is important that you share the load. Now, building a reliable team isn't just about finding, you know, warm bodies to fill roles. It's about creating a collaborative force. So enlist community moderators, content creators, or customer support personnel who are fully aligned with your vision and values, who you can trust with being empowered to actually represent your business and take tasks completely off your hands. A big mistake people will make when they're growing their team is they basically micromanage, or they become so much of a control freak as a manager of their team that the work or the time that they're being saved from doing the tasks is then replaced with time spent micromanaging the people you're paying to do the tasks. So you kind of defeat the whole purpose. It can be daunting to relinquish a little bit of control. It can be a scary thing to entrust your baby, your membership, your business, even just little parts of it, seemingly inconsequential parts of it, like admin tasks. Entrusting any part of your business, if up till this point it's all been under your control, it can be a little bit of a shift for people, a bit of an adjustment, but it's something that you need to do. Bring in the right people. Don't just go for, you know, I need to bring in someone, but it needs to be cheap. I need to bring in someone, but it needs to be fast. Spend the time and invest the resources in bringing in quality people who you click with, who align with your working style, with your vision, your values. Empower them with clear guidelines and expectations, but more importantly, empower them with trust. When your team feels they have the autonomy to make decisions, it not only lightens your load, but it fosters a sense of ownership among your team members. So they become prideful, they become proud to represent your business. And so, of course, they're only going to do so in the best possible manner. Delegation at its core is about distributing responsibilities, but it's also about cultivating a shared sense of purpose. Your team becomes an extension of your vision, allowing you to focus on the bigger picture while knowing your day-to-day operations are in capable hands. And if the people you're enlisting to help lighten the load are people who will be interacting with your member base, that really is key because they then become faces of your business. And so if they're passionate, if they're proud to represent you, if they are kind of cut from the same cloth as you, and if you have empowered them with that trust and that sense of ownership, then they're going to represent you in the best possible way. Now, the second thing you should be looking to do if you're trying to get more hands off with your membership is streamlining and automating processes in your business. With all the technology at our disposal, efficiency really is the name of the game. Identify those repetitive, time-consuming tasks or processes that could be automated. Whether it's new member onboarding, whether it's content scheduling, whether it's sending out billing reminder emails, automation is the linchpin of streamlined operations. So this is where your choice of membership plugin or platform is key. You want to ensure that your membership solution can automate some of these key routine processes seamlessly without you even needing to think about it. The right plugin or the right platform will not only enhance the efficiency of your business, but also reduce the risk of manual error and oversight. We want to be working smarter and not harder. Automating the mundane tasks allows you the mental space to focus on strategic planning, content creation, and the overall growth of your membership. So some of those things I mentioned there, automated emails when someone's payment fails. Like at a minimum, this is the sort of thing your membership software should have implemented into its functionality. And if it doesn't, you need to look at alternatives if you haven't yet chosen your platform, or look at other tools and software that you could perhaps add into the mix, because those aren't the sort of things that you should be having to do manually. Imagine when your membership grows to thousands and thousands of members, if you had to manually send out an email every time someone's payment failed. You'd have to have a process for detecting the failed payments, a standard operating procedure for sending the emails and then checking whether the payment has been made since the first email went out. And it's crazy to not have that sort of thing automated. As well, a lot of your communication with your members will be email driven. And so this is where your selection of email marketing software is critical, because strong email marketing software will have great automation, whereby every member can have certain automated email series that kick in when they join, when they've been a member for a certain amount of time, when they've left. And so you simply create these sequences, these automations, and you can set it and forget it. Obviously, you want to check in periodically to make sure that emails have been sent, which ones have been opened, this, that, and the other. But the fact that the actual sending, the coordinating, the scheduling, all of that is done automatically, that is really key. So if you want to be more hands-off, you need to be exploiting the opportunities to utilize automation in order to streamline the mundane day-to-day tasks that neither you nor members of your team should be spending a lot of time doing manually. Now, third way of helping you to be less hands-on with your membership is to ensure that you're creating self-serve resources for your members. Give your members the ability to find answers and resources without relying on constant guidance and handholding. So, you know, things like having a robust knowledge base, an easily searchable and well-organized library of your video tutorials, a section with frequently asked questions that can become a go-to hub for the most common customer service queries that come up. If you can build a good stock of self-serve resources, you're not just providing information, you're fostering a culture of self-sufficiency within your community. So the navigation, the structure, the searchability of your membership site becomes key. But looking at the ways in which members most frequently need to reach out to you, what are your most common customer service inquiries? Identify these, and then instead of just having to answer the same questions over and over again, make it so that whenever someone wants to contact your team, the first port of call is a knowledge base that has these frequently asked questions already addressed. That's going to cut down a lot of your customer service workload, but again, it helps to foster that sense of self-sufficiency where people can progress, people can get their problems answered, people can find what they're looking for without always having to reach out and ask you or your team to help. Encourage your members to help and support each other through your community forum or your Facebook group or wherever your community hub is. Sometimes, in fact, quite often within a membership, the best advice comes from peers who have experienced similar challenges rather than always having to run to teacher to ask for advice. This approach not only reduces the need for constant hands-on intervention, but also creates that sense of camaraderie amongst your members. Your membership becomes more than just a one-way tool that is essentially is a relationship between you and your individual students. It becomes less of an individual experience and instead is a dynamic community, a dynamic family where members actively contribute to this collective knowledge pool. This is why having a community section is so valuable, but as well, sometimes you need to get out of the way. There's a temptation when you're the expert within your membership that you have to answer every single question, or you want to answer every single question to almost prove that you are the expert, or just because you know you have the specialist knowledge. But sometimes, if you see members posting a question in your community, it's worth ignoring it for a short period of time. I like to call this strategic stalling, because when you go straight in and answer somebody's question in your community, the signal that sends to everyone else is that that question's done, right? The definitive answer has been given. God himself has come down from on high and answered the queries of his members, right? There's definitely no ego play going on here. But that's what happens. Right? When the founder, when the expert, when the figurehead of a community has come in and answered someone's question, other members don't feel like their contributions are going to be as valued or as necessary. And even when that's not the case, quite often the person who posted the question, especially if they're relatively new to your community, they're going to feel, okay, job done. I asked my question and the best possible person I could have wanted to answer it has come and answered it. Conversation over, answer given, I'm happy. And so that shuts out the opportunity for your membership to become that self-sufficient and, you know, supportive place where members help each other out. So by strategically stalling in your response to questions within your community, you leave the door open and you provide the opportunity for other members to weigh in with their thoughts. And actually, a lot of their contributions might even be better than yours because they might be closer to the situation that the person asking the question is in. They might have had experiences, or they'll certainly have had experiences you haven't had and all of that. So, and fostering that self-sufficiency, fostering that camaraderie, creating self-service resources for your members so that they are more self-sufficient, a big, big, big part in enabling you to be more hands-off with your membership. It's also very and very important for any growing membership that you set clear boundaries and expectations. You know, communication is the linchpin in any relationship, in any walk of life, and this holds true for your relationship with your members. It's crucial to communicate transparently about your availability and the level of hands-on interaction and access that they can expect. So establish customer service hours, establish response times, and stick to them. Don't create this expectation that any time of day if somebody emails your customer support email or fills in your contact form, they should expect a response day or night within an hour. Like, when you respond like that, you're teaching people what to expect from you. You need to set down clear boundaries and you need to stick to them. Strict office hours, strict response times, adhere to them, have your team adhere to them. By setting clear expectations, you're not just managing member expectations, you're actively avoiding burnout. It's okay to be less hands-on if your members understand the framework within which you operate. You know, one thing that we do inside Membership Academy for our Academy Pro members is we have a feature called Pick Our Brains, and that is where someone can record a little video message whereby they ask a question that gets sent privately through to me, and then I can send a video response back. It's kind of an asynchronous messaging service whereby people can basically get private direct coaching from me and their questions are directly answered straight to their inbox. Now, that is a very, very popular and very powerful feature. It's definitely one that adds insane value to Academy members, but it's also something which could spiral out of control in terms of its manageability if I didn't have very, very clear boundaries, rules, response times around that. So we're very specific about the type of questions that can be asked. So it's not something that we'll answer tech questions on, because the worst possible format for tech questions. And also, we give very clear expectations around when someone should expect to receive a response. That means that someone doesn't send a video in and then 2 hours later, they've not had a reply, and so they're sending another one, chasing me up, or, you know, why haven't you responded to this? This is urgent, or what have you. It also encourages people, if they do have something urgent, to either adjust their demands or their expectations, or to seek an alternative if it is something that truly needs an immediate response. But having those clear expectations makes it more manageable, and actually, it's insanely manageable. Considering I'm giving people an open line to me privately and personally within their membership for like $65 a month, that could really, really easily go wrong and lead to a situation where my entire day is just filled with answering these videos. But having the boundaries, having the clear expectations and rules is key. You might feel like you're being a stickler, but the truth is, if anybody has their nose put out of joint, if anyone's unhappy about the fact that you're not answering emails at 1 a.m, are they not happy about the fact that it takes, you know, a few hours to get a direct reply from you on a forum? Those are probably the type of people who will never be satisfied. And if you answered them within 30 minutes, they'd complain that it wasn't within 15 minutes. If you answered them in 5 minutes, they'd complain that you weren't there in person to answer immediately. So you're never going to make these people happy, and you shouldn't be striving to. Clear boundaries and expectations are so, so, so important for becoming hands-off. And transparency and communication and clarity is critical here. When members know what your availability is, they know what response times are, they know what the rules of engagement are, they appreciate the clarity. Problems only arise when things are unclear. But if you have that mutual understanding, then that allows you to maintain a healthy work-life balance when it comes to your membership while still providing valuable support when it's needed the most. And the same goes for your team as well, for anyone in customer-facing roles. Overall, really, you know, this is something that will become a greater challenge as your membership grows. In the early days, you'll be able to sustain a personal, hands-on relationship with your member base. It's very, very easy to give a lot of personal access, a lot of personal attention to your members when you're at maybe 30, 40, 50 members. It's real easy to be hands-on, and actually it'll be quite fun to be hands-on because you'll be able to serve in your best way, to feel like you're being useful, to be at the coalface where you're getting that instant positive feedback that you get when you are hands-on, you are holding people's hands, and you are giving them guidance. Like those early days when you're just getting off the ground, it's okay to be a bit more hands-on, but you need to realize that that will need to change as your membership grows. And becoming less hands-on in your membership is not about detachment. It's not a sign that you're changing for the worst or anything like that. It's not about detachment, it's about evolution. As your membership and your community grows, your role naturally evolves. Delegating tasks to a team, streamlining processes, creating those self-serve resources, and setting clear boundaries empower you to be more strategic and visionary in steering your membership towards greater heights. And that's something that all of your members will benefit from. Remember, evolution doesn't mean losing touch. It means growing wisely. Embrace the shift, empower your team and members, and watch your membership flourish with a renewed energy and focus. This is a journey of intentional growth, and every step you take towards being less hands-on is a step towards a more sustainable and thriving membership. So, if you are at a place where you're starting to feel like there's maybe too much to juggle in your membership, or you're starting to think I should be taking a little bit of a step back from the day-to-day hands-on stuff and looking at the bigger picture and freeing myself up to focus on more strategic elements of growth, then hopefully today's episode has given you a bit of food for thought on how you can actually become less hands-on, how you can manage that evolution, and how ultimately this will all help you to push your membership forward. That is it from me for this week. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you have, I would so appreciate it if you could take just a moment of your time to leave a nice little review, some nice remarks about the podcast in whatever app it is you use to listen to the show. If those nice words are accompanied by shiny 5 stars, I would be very happy about that. I love 5-star reviews. Not only does it help me to know that I'm doing my job in basically helping all of you out there with your memberships, but it also lets us reach more and more people, helps us to grow our audience and ultimately help more memberships, which is what I'm here to do. If you do happen to have time to leave me a review, please do let me know on social media. Reach out at Membership Geeks on every social channel. Let me know that you've left a review so I can thank you personally and tell you just how much I truly appreciate you as a listener. All right, that is it. I'm out of here. I'll see you next time with another installment of the Membership Geeks podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.